Hare Krishna. My older brother has requested me to give the to give my talk before him. So with full confidence of his mercy and understanding, I will say something, try to say something on the meaning of first initiation. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachyare Shacharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama When Lord Chaitanya instructed Srila Rupa Goswami, he made the process of Krishna consciousness very clear by using a simple analogy. He said, Brahmanda Brahmitikona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. This means that the living entity is on a walk or journey through the material universes, and only if he comes in contact with the spiritual master who sent to him by Lord Krishna, his Bhagyavan, his good fortune starts. All of us who sit here are cosmic wanderers or journey. We are on a cosmic journey, and if we are fortunate, we get on our journey the seed of devotional service by the mercy of Guru who has been sent by Krishna. This seed of devotional service is given in our tradition with the holy name, because in the holy name all the other processes of devotional service are included. The chanting of the holy name is the most important of our processes. It's the invigorator of our devotional service, and of all the instructions of our spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the basis of our spiritual life and remains the most important instruction. Today we will perform first initiations, and I do not know if we perform second initiation. We have first initiations. So let us a little bit concentrate on this important present, the holy name which is given by the initiation with the spiritual, through a spiritual master. We can ask, do I have to be initiated in order to chant the holy name? There are many congregational members who have not yet been initiated. They might ask themselves the question, is my chanting of any value and of any worth? And I will try to explain a little bit about this subject matter today. Let me first of all describe to you when the chanting of the holy name works. In other words, when does the chanting of the holy name give us love to Godhead. It is only possible if we avoid the 10 offenses against the Holy Name. The first offense is to blaspheme devotees who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. The second offense is to consider names of any powerful personalities, the demigods, to be equal or independent of the name of Krishna. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The fourth is to blaspheme Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth is to consider the glories of chanting the holy name to be imaginary. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name. And the seventh offense is a really serious one. Like the others also, but it has been mentioned that to commit sins on the strength of chanting is what makes spiritual life important. If you think, now I have the process, now I can do things which belong to my weaknesses, my sins, then this is very bad. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of the holy name to be like a ritual, which is mentioned in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. The ninth is to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. And the tenth is to maintain material attachments and not develop complete faith, although having heard so many instructions on this matter. For those who are into details, it has been mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that these 10 offenses easily sprout out of one additional offense, which is inattention while chanting the holy name. If you are inattentive and don't give it the right concentration, this is not good. The other offenses will easily follow, like gangsters who follow their main gangster, the mafioso chief. Let me now discuss, after having said about the 10 offenses, this is common knowledge in this tent. I do not think it is necessary to explain in further detail because you have studied this before. The chanting of the holy name will only give its desired fruit, love of Krishna, and the preliminary fruits like freeing you from anattas and so on, if you avoid the 10 offenses. At the time of initiation, therefore, we always discuss these offenses so that we impress a clear concept in the mind of the disciples that they must follow these rules. Another thing which we impress in the time of initiations are to follow the four rules and regulations. They are promised by the disciples who take, or by the devotees who take initiation in the parampara, in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. Now, if you do not follow these four rules and avoid these 10 offenses, the initiation will not really work in you. The holy name will not really work on you. Let me give you an example. If I have a fire and I try to ignite straw, will the straw catch fire? You could say it depends. When the straw is dry, it will catch fire. When the straw is wet, it will not catch fire. So the holy name is also working on a devotee only with full strength, who tries to avoid the 10 offenses and who follows the four rules and regulations. If one wouldn't do this, one would be like wet straw. The fire of Krishna consciousness would not really blossom. Of course, the holy name is so powerful that even a person who is Asat Achar, who has a very questionable behavior, is benefited by hearing the holy name. But love of Godhead will only come if the devotee also tries and prepares the proper ground so that the holy name can ignite him in full Krishna consciousness. At the time of initiation, a disciple promises to try his utmost to avoid offenses, and he promises not to try but to keep the rules and regulations. That is what we ask. Will you follow the rules and regulations until the rest of your life? Heavy promise. When I'm alone and not with a senior devotee, I say, this is your last chance, my dear initiates. You can get up and leave in grace and honor, but do not break the four rules and regulations. If you give the promise, it must be kept. Srila Prabhupada was very disappointed with disciples who had an accident. He said, but you promised. We cannot avoid a little time analysis. We live in a time in our society where new ideas are introduced, compromises, some of them compromises with the principles. But these are compromises. If you want to live a happy life, spiritual life, free from fear and anxiety, if you want to come on the spiritual platform, you cannot wetten your straw and at the same time hope to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Just like if you want to ignite a fire, if you pour water at the same time over the wood or the straw, what can be said of your motivations? Of course, there is something like fall down in Krishna consciousness and how to deal with this. That is another subject which we will not address when we give our promises. Our tradition is a tradition which is based on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so on. But here we talk of promises, and we want to give the make the awareness that the promises are given in good intention and good motivation. Hari Bol. In Krishna consciousness, we have two businesses. And our respected Jayapataka Maharaj has introduced this business with his glorious Bhakti Vriksha, or as it is called here, Bhakti Sangha program. We want to become Krishna conscious ourselves, and we want to spread Krishna consciousness to others who are suffering in this world. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the person who gets initiation, but this is done later when the names are given. I think the names are given now, but then when I have given the name, I will talk about the person. Dear devotees, there is a very simple recipe to remain happy and enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. Think about these two things. If you are simple like me, just remember two things. Become Krishna conscious and help others to become Krishna conscious. Very simple. And it works. The moment you forget one, then you might come in difficulty. But if you remember all of the two, the protection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Prabhupada, is and of Lord Nrsimhadev, and of Krishna, and of Balaram, and so on and so forth, is there. Yes. Now we will commence with the I wanted to make one last point. I wanted today, on the sacred event of initiation, talk about what personally impressed me the most in Srila Prabhupada. See, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who give initiations now are representing His divine grace in this function, and therefore for our own edification and for the pleasure of glorifying Srila Prabhupada, I would like to tell something which totally impressed me when I was a young bhakta in Krishna consciousness. At that time, we had come with the German devotees to Paris, where His Divine Grace gave lectures. My older brother, who had just started on a journey around the world, had come and heard Prabhupada at the School of Architecture, and afterwards decided to surrender his life to Him. He stopped his journey around the world. He went on the journey back home, back to Godhead. He's still on the path. So when we said goodbye to, when we wanted to go back to our preaching place in Germany, we wanted to say goodbye to Srila Prabhupada, and we had obtained a blanket of pure German wool from the Lüneburger Heide. It was a blanket from the Lüneburger Heide. Now, if you know what a blanket from the Lüneburger Heide is, you will know it's a good present. So we asked the servant, can we go and see Srila Prabhupada and give him this blanket and say goodbye? And he said, no problem, go up, he's in the room. We opened the door of the room. And Prabhupada was not there. Or so it seemed. We went back and said, he's not there, is he on a walk or is he on a preaching? There, you should know. No! I would know if he would have gone anywhere. He must be in the room. So we again went up and again looked into an empty room. So I remembered from my childhood, if you want to hide in a room, there's one very good place. It is in the shade of the opening door. You know, say, this is the door, and here someone knocks, bang, 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 then the door, then he opens the door, he looks into the room, and this is called, at least in German, the Schatten der Tür, the shade of the door. So Srila Prabhupada was here. He was sitting on a rocking chair. And he began to, and he chanted on his japa. He chanted very concentrated. I remember, I felt very much out of place, like someone who was disturbing. And I receded back. But then I was so inquisitive, I again went and looked behind the door. Srila Prabhupada did not show any sign of noticing me. He was very much absorbed in the chanting of Hare Krishna. And around him was an atmosphere which I could only interpret that Srila Prabhupada was with Krishna. I did not dare. What I did is, I took the blanket and put it on his bed and quickly went back. But in my heart I knew I had seen the secret of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had once said to a difficult to handle guest, "I only have this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the only secret. Please take it." And here I was seeing Srila Prabhupada relishing the chanting of the holy name, being all alone with the holy name. This is which impressed me very much in my own, life in Krishna consciousness. This chanting of the holy name is the greatest gift. It is the greatest jewel. By chanting the holy name, we can polish the mirror of our mind. What is the dust which is there? It is material desires. By chanting the holy names, the fire of material existence is extinguished. What is the fire of material existence? It is samsara dhavanala, the fire of repeated birth and death. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, we will get all the knowledge we require. What is knowledge which we require in Krishna consciousness? It is a combination of knowledge and detachment from this material world, infused with knowledge about Krishna and attraction to Krishna. So all this and more can be obtained by the greatest treasure of this movement, the holy name. We should all be very grateful, and we should encourage the new initiates. We should wish them a lot of strength and a lot of, pure motivation throughout their lives to keep their promises, so that the holy name will fully work wonders in their life and finally bring them pure love of Godhead, by which they will go back home, back to Godhead. Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.